Chapter 8. Emma packed her heavy canvas saddlebags with paints and tools and strapped them to the back of her bike. On a typical day, she enjoyed riding, the sound of the gravel under tires, the clicking of the wheels as she coasted, even the canned bird songs as she rode the sun-speckled paths of Abacus created a blur of sound and color that freed her mind to wander in ways it did not under other circumstances. Today was different. She was heading to Sovereign's palace to begin his annual portrait, and it felt the world had taken on a hint of depravity. What was with the bird songs anyway? Sure, she knew the old story. She'd heard it 100 times growing up. John Sovereign strived to recreate an environment conducive to mental health and hoped to keep people acclimated to the natural world for the day when the earth would be clean and ready for repopulation. Today it seemed ridiculous. 90 years after the doors of Abacus were sealed, the world was still a fouled horror, and the pitiful remains of humanity were suspended in a sterile bubble of artifice with no hope of release. Emma shook her head. She rarely engaged in this type of negative thinking. She dreaded spending time with Sovereign to the point that the dread would pollute every aspect of her life if she let it. She couldn't understand him. She had heard him treat the people working with him with utter disdain. He contradicted himself so often that she never knew how to reconcile anything he said. She was in a constant state of confusion and discomfort when in his presence. "All I have is now. All I have is now," she reminded herself. She felt the breeze push her hair back from her damp temples. The sweet, pure air filled her lungs. She willed her mind to immerse itself in thoughts of paint mixing and color creation until she was riding hard on autopilot, oblivious to the change of scenery as she approached the Ellis Building. It was the shift in colors as she rode into the shadow of the building that alerted her that she had arrived. The 3-story facade with its carved terracotta tiles stood out as the most ornate in Abacus. The connected warehouse complex stretched out along the street in one long windowless brick wall. Emma had been to the repository entrance many times, far on the other end of the building, but had never been behind it, running as it did right next to the membrane. Upon the long row of huge copper doors played an epic scene of human struggle in patinated green. There was a time that she had loved these doors and studied their strong, idealized decorative figures in detail, back when this building had belonged to all of them and had been a place to come and marvel at the best and most beautiful that human beings had brought into being. As she did every year, she went to the middle door, pausing to steel herself with a deep breath. This place had never been meant to be a home. It was ridiculous as a home. The heavy brass lion stared blankly at her, offering the ring it clamped in its jaws. She grasped it and hit the door hard 3 times. Emma closed her eyes and counted a long, deep breath, trying to push down the growing dread that she felt in her stomach. "Answer, answer, answer," she silently pleaded. The sooner she started, the sooner she would finish. She heard a sound from within and straightened her posture and brightened her face. The door was slowly pushed open by a young woman of perhaps 17 whom she had not yet met. Emma smiled and moved to greet her, but the girl quickly averted dull eyes and listlessly turned away, pulling at the fraying sleeve of her plain cotton sheath. Emma, confused, stepped into the great hall and rotunda, but did not follow the girl who was wandering off, her dirty bare feet slapping the patterned marble floor. On occasion, she would see someone she did not yet know who had come from another quadrant for some business at Ellis, but even so, she found the encounter odd. Emma looked around and waited for instructions. She saw a flash of red and looked up to see Sovereign, dressed in an elaborate scarlet robe, standing at the top of the grand staircase. "Come, Emma, I'm ready for you." "Let the games begin," she thought, as she ascended the stairs and forced herself to slide into his outstretched arms.